Hello, hi, and welcome. It's Liz Berg here at WFMU with another podcast for ya. This week is a special podcast. I've got a live set of music to bring you from the band Voyagers of Fayetteville, Arkansas. They're kind of a stoner rock, psychedelic, and garagey punk band that have been making waves on the Free Music Archive, and they've released a new album entitled Freak Cave, which you can grab on the Free Music Archive or on the band's Bandcamp site, which is voyagers.bandcamp.com. It's Voyagers, spelled V-O-Y-A-G-E-U-R-S, and drop them a line if you're ever in Arkansas. All right, let's kick into this live set of music, and then we'll finish the podcast with a little interview to find out what's going on in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for playing Voyageurs.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Do you pronounce it Voyageurs?
No, just Voyageurs. It's not as, I don't know.
It's not that fancy.
It's not fancy.
It's not fancy.
You don't say it the fancy way.
Lose some street cred or something. Voyager.
Voyager. You guys are from Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I've got to say, not a lot of people from Fayetteville come to WFMU, so you're going to have to school all of us on what's going on in your town.
Well, apparently Niall Davis is going to be out for the 2011 season due to an ankle injury, so that's no good.
That's a drag. Are you guys going to recover?
We hope we'll still do all right, yeah.
There's a solid bunch of boys this season.
Solid boys.
Yeah. So what's going on in the town musically? Are you guys the only game in town or what?
No, there's a lot of good local acts, and a bunch of people actually just moved to Austin, so
yeah,
they did it while we're gone, so we don't really know what it's going to be like when we get back.
So who else is from Fayetteville? Okay, let's name the Exiles first.
I think the dudes from the Memphis Pencils just left, and our friend Neil's band, Niall, and...
Who are... Super sweet.
Yeah, and this guy that does his own solo thing called Messy Sparkles, I think those are all the dudes that just left.
It's kind of a drag, but who's left?
There's still Egyptor and Phones, who are both really good. They're some older friends of ours. And our buddy Kale, who does his own solo stuff called Moon Ruin, that's really good, just moved back into town, so he's back.
All right, so you lost, what, three or four, gained one? Do you think Fayetteville is still, like, going to make it through the season on top?
We'll still be kicking. They don't really do house shows there as much as they used to anymore.
It's kind of a dry spell now.
But there's a bar that always sets us up and lets whoever touring bands we want to get to play help us out. It's called JR's, and they're really cool.
Nice. Now, you guys have been on tour for, what, a couple weeks now?
About one week.
You drove all those places in 1 week?
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, we drove to like
Murfreesboro, Tennessee, to Shippensburg the other day.
Yeah, that took us 2 days.
It was the entire state of Virginia.
It's a beautiful state.
Pretty big. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Shippensburg. The entire town smelled like a barn.
Wow, that's impressive.
It was a good endorsement for Shippensburg.
So, what else have you guys seen on the road that's been impressive?
We played in Oxford, Mississippi with Woods and White Fence, both of which are,
excellent
great
bands.
Amazing. Yeah, yes. It's really cool to play with them.
Last night in Philly, we played with True Gold and Swimmer's Ear, and another solo guy, I forget his name, that's terrible, but they were all really good.
The guitar player for Swimmer's Ear was the new guitar player for Reading Rainbow.
Ah.
It was his... side project, kind of a noise thing. They were pretty rad.
Susie Trash, buddies who live in Springfield, Missouri, we got to play with them the other night. They were really good. And the band that hosted us, Children of the Spy from Murfreesboro, they did a super sick cover of Beast of Burden.
So you guys just released a new album, and it's on the Free Music Archive. It's on Bandcamp.
Yes.
You want to talk about it a little bit?
It only cost $100 to record and mix. This guy gave us a really good deal. He said he'd hang out with us for however long we wanted to do, and we did like 11 songs in 5 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
And were you in his freak cave?
Yeah, we were all up inside his freak cave.
Well, we wanted to...
That's the name of the album.
We wanted to record a bunch of songs from our practice space that we call the Freak Cave. And
it's the name of the practice space.
Our four track, it was sounding good, but it wasn't sounding as good as we wanted it to, so we went ahead and went to the studio is called East Hall Studios, and a guy named Chris runs it, and super rad place. But those are all the songs that we came up with in practice space, the Freak Cave, so we just decided to call the album that.
And you guys have a few other albums that are also available on the Free Music Archive and your Bandcamp site, so you guys are clearly into the Creative Commons, digital distribution
really into
model, as they call it. do you want to wax on the virtues of doing that at all, or?
I mean, I figure if someone's gonna buy a physical release, they're gonna do it whether or not you can get the music for free. So it just seems like if you want people to hear it, you kind of have to do that nowadays.
It feels weird to charge somebody for an MP3.
It's just ones and zeros.
You know, using sites like Bandcamp or the Free Music Archive to get your music out there does a service for, you know, bands that are just getting started. Let's see, what else should we talk about? Let's name your Bandcamp site. You want to list that out? Or
Voyagers.bandcamp.com, VOYAGEURS.
Spelled the fancy way, but not pronounced, so.
The story behind that is I had one of my parents' old 70s yearbooks. It was really cool, and there was this two-page spread that someone, it was just this really rad picture of people hanging out on a lake, and
I think it was like a canoeing club or something.
Yeah, the letters were like cut out and they spelled Voyagers that way, and I just thought the picture was cool, so that's kind of how it became our name.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you, Benton High School.
Thanks, Benton High School,
for that.
Class of 71.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I didn't even tell you guys to introduce yourselves to the radio public. That was very rude of me.
Oh, totally cool. I'm Andrew, or as they call me, Donovan's my last name.
Okay.
Brad, play bass.
And I'm Eric.
Sorry we didn't do that earlier.
You know,
it's really rude.
Cool.
Yeah. Terrible manners here. Yeah. You know, New Yorkers, New Jersey people.
Northern hostility.
Yes.
Everyone's been really nice so far.
Yeah, I mean, have you discovered anything amazing about the northern part of the East Coast?
I mean,
I haven't really been able to be up here long enough, I guess, to see. Yeah.
But anything. I mean, everybody in Philly was.
Everyone in Philly was super
incredibly
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so far, I mean, y'all are the only people we've talked to.
So far, everyone in New Jersey is really nice.
Yeah. New Jersey's very, very kind.
Yeah, if anyone wants to come to Fayetteville, Arkansas and hang out, we'll be there.
Yeah.
What was the bar called again?
JR's.
JR's. JR's.
Yeah. All right.
Love to set up a show for anybody that would be down, I guess.
Oh, yeah. If anybody wants to come and play in Arkansas, if you're going down to South by Southwest or coming back, hit us up at voyagers6969@gmail.com.
All right. Excellent email address. Thank you guys again for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. See ya.